The MDC has been fighting a very tough battle, particularly in relation to electricity in Zimbabwe, trying to get the state-owned electricity company paid by its consumers. And this is a really uphill battle, and it's emerged that many ZANU players, in fact, have been part of consumer bases ever reluctant to pay their bills. So I think this could be part of another internal power battle within Zimbabwe's governing coalition.
What do you make of the denial by the Mozambican company that they didn't actually cut off power? It seems to be another example, really, of the story not really being quite clear.
This issue with power imports for Zimbabwe is a matter of regional diplomacy in many cases, and very often it's difficult to get to the bottom of these stories. We've previously seen this with Eskom as well out of South Africa, because the problem really is that I think the issue immediately becomes one of bilateral diplomacy between the different countries. And of course, South Africa and also Mozambique are part of the SADC Union, which is trying to basically very slowly and gradually push Zimbabwe into the direction of political reform. And so there's a much broader diplomatic issue at stake here.
Obviously, if this continues, it will go up the chain of command, so to speak. And other than the normal everyday people of Zimbabwe, who will obviously suffer from power outages, who else will this harm? ZANU-PF or the MDC?
That's not quite clear at the moment. I think, you know, the bottom line is that power supply in Zimbabwe is weak and uncertain at the best of times. And so the big problem really is, I think, for the economy, for the economic recovery of the country, because, of course, power supply is one of the first things they need to improve in order to improve production costs and all these things.